Trump confirms U.S.-China trade deal. President Donald Trump says the United States has reached a deal with China as both sides wrapped up their trade talks in London. In a June 11 Truth Social post, the president confirmed that the agreement will ensure China supplies the necessary rare earths and full magnets. In exchange, the United States will allow Chinese students to use its colleges and universities, which Trump says has always been good with me. We are getting a total of 55% tariffs, China is getting 10%. Relationship is excellent, the president wrote in all caps. The deal will be subject to final approval by Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who joined Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Trade Representative Jameson Greer overseas, says U.S. tariff rates will not change again. You can definitely say that, Lutnick said when asked by CNBC's Money Movers whether tariffs on Beijing will change again. Negotiations in London will stabilize and balance the trade relationship between the United States and China, says Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. If China will course correct by upholding its end of the initial trade agreement we outlined in Geneva, then the rebalancing of the world's two largest economies is possible by challenging the decades-old status quo, Bessent said at a House Ways and Means Committee hearing on June 11. U.S. stocks were little changed in pre-market trading after the president's social media announcement. China is the world's largest producer of rare earths, accounting for approximately 60% of the global supply and processing around 90%. In recent years, U.S. officials have expressed concern about Beijing's grip on the international supply chain for critical minerals. Effective April 4, China had suspended nearly all exports of a diverse array of critical minerals and magnets, triggering supply chain snafus. Rare earth elements are crucial for industry and technological advancements, from manufacturing smartphones to building electric vehicles. The Trump administration has pursued strategic alternatives to mitigate China's stranglehold on critical minerals. In addition to taking steps to bolster domestic production, the White House also established a security agreement with Ukraine to access its vast resources. Trump and White House officials recently accused China of slow-rolling its compliance with the May 12 trade agreement reached in Geneva. This prompted a phone call between Trump and Xi, leading to the meetings with Chinese officials in London by Bessent and others. Earlier this year, the president imposed 20% levies on China as part of efforts to crack down on the flow of fentanyl entering the United States. At one point, the United States implemented a 145% tariff on most Chinese imports. Following tit-for-tat retaliation, both sides met in Geneva and agreed to a 90-day trade truce, effectively reducing these triple-digit tariff rates. Trade deal deadline. A week after the April 2 reciprocal tariffs announcement, Trump authorized a 90-day pause to allow countries to negotiate with U.S. trade officials. So far, the United States has only announced a preliminary trade agreement with the United Kingdom. Administration officials have insisted for weeks that a flurry of trade deals will soon be unveiled. In a May 29 interview with the Fox Business Network, National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said three deals were nearing completion. There are many, many deals coming. And there were three that basically look like they're done, Hassett said. Trade talks between U.S. and Indian officials were extended into this week in an attempt to finalize an agreement before next month. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, meanwhile, also confirmed to reporters last week that the Office of the Trade Representative had sent letters to countries, asking them to provide their best proposals in the coming days. I can confirm the merits and the content of the letter. USTR sent this letter to all of our trading partners just to give them a friendly reminder that the deadline is coming up, Leavitt said. Lutnick reiterated the administration's position that there are so many new trade agreements coming. We're going to get them done. We're in good shape with lots of countries, but good shape isn't good enough for the United States of America, he said. We just want to make sure they're the best deal we possibly can make. We don't want to rush, and Donald Trump is never going to accept the rush. Reuters contributed to this report.